Well, for those who've been coming along regularly and those who've been listening to the sermons, you probably gathered that we're talking about prayer and different aspects of prayer. And today, we're going to continue to look at prayer again in a different way. We're looking at prayer in a variety of different ways. There's not just one way to pray. And so we're going to engage with God in different ways as our way of life. Have you got that slide? Can you put that slide up, please, Ruth? Thank you for our first one. Just look at this. It's something that we should already know. This is what's on our website. It's something we've been talking about for quite a while. And there it says, yeah. Today we continue to look at prayer and the variety of ways we can engage with God in prayer as part of our way of life. This way of life, prayer should be a way of life that we do individually, but also collectively together as OCF. And the purpose of doing that is that we do become a habitation of God's presence within the community. You should know the phrase by now, because that's what we're all about in OCF, to become a habitation, a dwelling place. We've been talking about God being within us today, haven't we? And we're there, but we need to know it, and we need to live in it, and all that brings to us. And so in our way of life in OCF, we have this these phrases, and our way of life is a framework or trellis that supports growth, helps us to create a space in our busy world to be with Jesus. And this is one of the things we're talking about in prayer, and we're going to be talking about journaling today, to find a space in our busy world. Some of us are busy, some of us are more busy than others, but we're doing that to be with Jesus, to become like Jesus and do what he did. And our way of life is about living intentionally for Jesus. We need to do it. We need to set our face, as it were, and say, I'm going to do this. My intention is to live for Jesus as individuals and also as a community of believers. We do this together. And all the pieces individually bring us all together. The alarm's going off, okay. Our way of life is about individuals taking responsibility to develop daily and regular practices. That's what we're talking about in prayer, our way of life. Something that's daily, and if it's daily, it's regular, that enable us to live as children of our Heavenly Father, grow as followers of Jesus, keep in step with the Spirit, appropriate to the seasons, rhythms, and relational patterns of our lives. And the last bit says this, our way of life is about exploring together new and fresh ways to connect with and come closer to God, each other, and the world around us. New and fresh ways. Journaling might not be a particularly fresh way to you. You might already be doing it. I hope you are. But if you're not, we're just going to talk a little bit about that today. These phrases, by the way, this is off our website. So if you can get these, if you're writing them down, you can get them off the website by having a look at them. So prayer journaling is a way of connecting with God, a way of praying. The definition of journaling in the dictionary is this. It's the writing down and keeping a record of thoughts and feelings on a regular basis, every day, or as frequently as possible over a long period of time. That's what we do when we're journaling. And personally, I started journaling only about 4 or 5 years ago. It's not something I've done all my life. I only started 4 or 5 years ago doing it. But I've found it to be very beneficial. I've really found it helpful. I've found it encouraging. I've found it challenging as well. But I've really found a benefit in it. And journaling may not fit for you. Somebody's already said to me, well, it doesn't really fit with me. Well, that's okay. It doesn't have to fit with every single one of us. We're all different people. But it may do. And if you've never tried it, then I would encourage you today to do it and have a go at it. And, you know, we're all different people. We've all got different lifestyles, different ways of life. There's some very, very busy people in this room. There's some people like me who retired, but still very, very busy. I couldn't fit in what I do now if I was still working. But we're all busy in our different ways. I don't think there's anybody who've got a lot of time on their hands. But in our lifestyles and way of life, pardon? Oh, have you? Okay. Well, if you have, great. Use it then. If you've got time on your hands, then some way God needs to fit into our lifestyles. And our prayer lives are vital. Whether that could be a morning, it could be lunchtime, it could be afternoon, evening, or night. I don't know when it is for you. But my time with God has to be a daily habit. For me, it's top priority. It's a non-negotiable time. It's a time I set aside every day, and it's not to be missed. And this is really just briefly what my day, if you like, or way of life looks like. And yours could be completely different. I think we've heard that this morning, that we're all different, and there's no problem with that. We don't all have to fit into the same mold. So you're certainly probably all not going to be like me. Now, and you'll say, yeah, thank you very much, someone said. Yeah. But in your lifestyle and way of life, it's going to be different. And I know that. See, I'm a morning person. And you might be a morning person, I don't know. So that's the primary time when I connect with God, in the morning. Tom made a recommendation a while ago, and you might have heard this, I don't know. But Tom said this, he said, before you get out of bed in the morning, ask God to bless you, to bless your day, to make you a blessing and fill you with his Holy Spirit. And that's something I try and remember. I don't do it every day, but I try and do that. Even before I put my foot on the floor getting out of bed, I bring God into the center of the day. And that's a recommendation Tom made, and I think it's a good one. So I use Tom's devotionals. I hope we're all using Tom's devotionals. If you're not, I really find them beneficial. And it starts with that silence, and I use that time of silence really to sort of wake up and sort of get into tune with what God is saying and use those silences. And then the Bible reading I'm doing at the moment is cover to cover. It's probably not the best one, but I've started it and I feel as though I've got to keep going. But it's not the best, but I'm doing it. So that's the way. And again, it forces you, if you like, in a sense, to do it because you think, I've got to read this next day. So if you find something like that that works for you, and there's lots of different ways, then find something and stick at it. And it's good. Now, Mike gave us a leaflet a long, long time ago. This is what it is. Mike probably doesn't even remember it. I don't know how many years ago it was, Mike, you gave us this leaflet. But I still use this leaflet every day for prayer. And it's really, really helpful. It just gives you a different day, something to pray for and a different theme. And I've really found it useful. Whether Mike wants to resurrect that at some point, I don't know. And I don't know if anybody else uses it. But I really find that is really good as well. As a pattern for prayer, I find that really important. And then we come to journaling. And that's writing down everything God is saying to me through the devotional, through the Bible reading, through that silence. What is God saying to me? And I feel that I need to write down. I need maybe to express something to him of what he said to me. Or it could just be worship. I could just express, God, you're just awesome, and I just need to put that down and praise. It could be something he's challenging me with, something that I need to write down and say, I need to be aware of this and look at it again and be challenged by what he's saying to me. It could stimulate a train of thought. It could be just a request, a prayer request even. It could be just thanksgiving. It could be anything. And there's no pattern to it. Often it could just be a word, just one word. And I don't know if when we're praying for people who pray for people regularly will probably know that sometimes, you know, someone asks you to pray for them, you haven't got a start, but it might just be a word. But once you start that one word, things flow. And that's the way I find it with journaling. Just my God just put a word into my mind, and then I start writing that one word, and then all of a sudden I'm off. And I'm writing, and I'm writing, and I'm writing. The pen just sort of flows when you get that. And for me, the journaling and the writing down, it cements something. It cements something, and it records it so it's not forgotten. It's a declaration of fact, because God said it, and it's prompted me in my thoughts. See, my memory's not 100% by a long way. I cannot remember things. We'll be watching something on the telly, and Chris will say, you remember, I can't remember the last episode. I forget who was who and who's that, and we have to pause it, because I'll have to say, who's that? What's he got to do with it? I can't remember, yeah? If you ask me to remember something maybe not as important, a football match or something like that, well, yeah, I can reel all those facts off, but I can't remember those sorts of things. And, you know, it's exactly the same with God's stuff. God said so much to me over the years, and I only wish I'd been journaling sooner, that I could write it down and remember it and refer back to it. fortunately, I can remember quite a lot of stuff that God has said. And that tends to happen with prophecies. It tends to happen with prophecies for other people. People have contacted me and said, what did you say? And it's amazing how God actually brings back into your mind what you actually said. It's important that. So, you know, remember that as well. But the writing down of it and the restoring of it is important. And this journaling is personal. Yeah. Chris has never looked at any of my journals. And I've got probably, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 of them now, because over the years they build up. But it's personal. It's what I've written down. And when I'm in the box and have been and gone, people might get them out and say, oh, dear me, Dave, did you say that? Did you mean that? Was that really you? Did you really think that? And that's your prerogative. You can do that. I've got no problem with it. But at the moment, it's between me and God. And it doesn't mean I ever share it with anybody else. But it's personal. You can write it down. And sometimes that's a good way of doing it, because sometimes you need to let things to come out. So I reckon in the morning, it's probably about 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes that I take. So I'm a creature of habit, and no matter what else happens in time or what I'm doing, this must be top priority. So if I'm going somewhere or due to meet somebody or be at a certain event, I make sure that I've got time enough in the morning to do what I need to do, but also to put God in his place and give him that 30, 45 minutes to fit in what I'm doing. And every day is different. Every day is different. So some days my journaling, as I've said before, could just be a word, could be a phrase. It could be a lot of words. It could be a page and a half. I don't know. It could be. But it might not be. Don't worry about the spelling. Don't worry about what your writing's like. Just go with what God gives you. And sometimes I find that I can't actually get it down quick enough because God's prompted me to put things in, and I can't spell very well. And so it doesn't matter as long as you're just writing down what God is putting on your heart. And journal is only one way to pray. It's only one of the many prayer tools that we're using. But it's become part of me, and it's definitely benefited me and my relationship with God. There's no doubt about that. And I'd encourage you to give it a try, just to be open to it and to be open to God's Holy Spirit. If you invite God's Spirit to come into you, then he will. And to give him the opportunity to speak to you. Some of us were at a mental health event here at St. Bede's last Monday night. It was a great evening, organised by this group called Hope Street and also St. Bede's School. And there was a footballer here. I won't mention his name because we're obviously on the podcast. And he probably wouldn't mind anyway if I did, but I won't. But he played for Liverpool. He played in the Champions League. Played for England in the World Cup. So this is just a superstar guy. All the money you could want, all the fame you could want, everything together. But his life just went down the tubes, and he just found himself at the end, and he was going to crash his car and write himself off going down the motorway. That's the level he got to. And he was sharing his story and sharing what had gone. And one of the things he said was this, is that journaling has really helped me. It's helped me be honest and open and process my thoughts, to express myself, warts and all. And I thought, wow. And he said, don't bottle it. And you know, we can do that. But I found journaling is a way of just letting it out, whatever it can be. Just spill it out. And we can speak it out, but you can also write it out as well. The only disappointing thing about Monday night was there was no God element. I was just sitting on the edge of my seat saying, yeah, I hear it, I hear it, I hear it. But allow God in. Allow God in. He is the answer. Let him come in. And you know, we've got God, haven't we? He's part of us, and so we've got the answers for this. But this mental health thing is so difficult for so many people, and it may be difficult for some people here. It might be some of you difficult for you, some of you listening to the podcast. But let God in. Allow him in. Don't bottle it. And journaling could be a way of expressing it and letting it out. So we've got these journal books here that we've got. So they're quite nice. We got these dead cheap, actually, when we were away on holiday. They're about £10 each on the internet, but we got them for £2 each. And they're a nice book. So if you want one, there's 25 of them down here. If you've never done journal before, just take one, even if you're not going to do it straight away, but you'd like to. So we'd like to encourage you to have one of these and use it and see if it benefits you. It's a way. Last week, Andrew was talking about the Lord's Prayer, and that's been great. We've used that this week in our house group, and it, it benefits you. And, you know, this could be a new idea to you. I'll try that. And over these next weeks, as we're talking about other things, then let's do it. The purpose of it is to bring us closer to the Lord. It's to bring us into a closer, much deeper relationship with Him. So I just hope you'd be encouraged to try journaling. I'm just going to finish with a quote. This is from UCB, and it was the 11th of January this year, and it just said this. It was talking about prayer, and it said this. It said, "Show me how this idea is supposed to work for me. God, I'm depending on you to teach me to pray, to make me effective in prayer, to make my relationship with you through prayer the richest, most rewarding aspect of my life. When you say, 'Lord, teach me to pray,' you're asking me to teach you to pray in a distinctly personal way and to enable your prayers to be easy, natural expressions of who you are. You need to go before God just the way you are and give Him the pleasure of enjoying the company of the original that He made you to be. You need to approach Him with your own strengths, weaknesses, uniqueness, and everything else that so wonderfully distinguishes you from everyone else." We've heard that this morning, haven't we? "God enjoys meeting you where you are, developing a personal relationship with you, and helping you grow to become everything He wants you to be." Be encouraged. Pray. Make that a habit. Habits can be bad, but they can also be very, very good. The enemy will say it's just a routine, you're just going through the motions. And some days it can feel that way. The heavens can be dry, it can be going through the motions, but we need to do it. We need to keep pushing. We need to keep focused and allow God in. Let's just pray. Lord, I just thank you that we can connect with you in so many different ways, Lord. And Lord, you long for us to connect with you. And I do pray, Lord, that each one of us will find that way that suits us, suits our lifestyle, suits our style of life, and connect with you, Lord. Go deeper with you. Build a deeper, closer relationship with you. However long we've known you, Lord, we still want to go deeper. I want to go deeper, Lord, with you. And I just pray that we would do that in Jesus' name. Amen.